Hi, I'm Carl Azus, and welcome to CNN Student News. What is left of a sort of ceasefire in Syria is in danger of falling apart completely. The cessation of hostilities is an international agreement. It was implemented in late February. It initially reduced some, but not all, of the violence in the country. But 5 years into Syria's civil war, fighting rages on. And international health officials say the Syrian city of Aleppo is on the brink of a humanitarian disaster. Rights groups say 50 people were killed on Wednesday when a reported airstrike hit a pediatric hospital in Aleppo. One of the people killed was among the last few pediatricians in Aleppo. The United States indicated the blame rests with the Syrian government. Syria says its planes did not carry out the assault. Russia says its jets didn't launch the strike, and the U.S. says its forces weren't in the area. Why are so many different militaries denying involvement?
The civil war in Syria has become incredibly complicated over the past 4 years, and that's because there are so many different groups fighting on the ground for very different reasons. But essentially, you have four main contingents. Firstly, you have the Syrian army, which is loyal to the regime of Bashar al-Assad. Then you have ISIS, which is now in control of large swaths of territory in the east of the country. In the northwest, you have various Islamist groups and also some moderate groups who are fighting primarily against the regime, but also against ISIS. And then here in the northeast, you have mainly Kurdish fighters with the YPG who are fighting against ISIS. Now, all of these different factions have different international backers. So the regime is supported heavily by Russia and by Iran. The Islamists in the northwest of the country are supported by Saudi and Qatar. And the U.S. has also given limited support to some of the moderate groups in the northwest, but also to the YPG here in the northeast. The Russians have dramatically increased their involvement in this conflict, launching hundreds of airstrikes on various rebel groups that are fighting against the regime, and also supplying the Syrian army with sophisticated weapons. The U.S. has responded by dropping 50 tons of ammunition to various groups in this region that are fighting against ISIS. And Saudi Arabia has also accelerated the flow of anti-tank missiles that it is supplying to its Islamist allies in the northwest of the country. All of which has really raised the specter that Syria has ultimately become a proxy war. And with all the different factions focusing now on gaining a decisive military advantage, very few are willing to come to the negotiating table.